Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Tuesday the 4th of July, Independence Day. If you are American, if you're English, Tuesday.
Oh. So what does it mean, Independence Day?
It was the day that the Americans did have the Boston Tea Party when they put the tea bags in the sea and they all drank it, and then they had a Declaration of Independence, and then they weren't English anymore, they were Americans.
Were they English for a while?
Yeah, probably Injuns.
Oh yeah, but
they killed them.
They don't count, do they?
No, so today they have a firework and some pumpkin pie.
Ooh.
And cranberry sauce. And everyone has a holiday. It's like Christmas. No, it's not like Christmas. I'm thinking of a different day now.
Oh.
I don't know what they do. I think they have fireworks on Independence Day. What's the one that they have in November? Thanksgiving. Oh, I don't know what the difference between those two things are. To be honest, they're just celebrating too much because everyone hates them. Oh. I sounded like Russell Brand with that. Everybody hates them.
You did the second time then.
What's your news?
Rooney gobsmacked.
Is it more football news?
Get over it. That's the end of football news.
It was the premiere of the Pirates of Penzance last night. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. So I'm going to go and see it. Got some sexy pirate action in it. Keira Knightley, she's worn a gold dress. It's for all of us. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't just wear it, so she felt great. She also wore it for everybody else to cheer us up after the football.
Oh, well, that's nice of her.
So we can see her back. It's quite scooped at the front.
Yep.
She looks very thin in it. To be honest, it hasn't cheered me up that much. I just think, ooh, she could... I thought heroin chic went out with the 90s.
Oh, she doesn't look heroin chic. She looks quite healthy.
I don't know, the eye makeup looks a bit... The eyes on that picture, she looks a bit dopey.
Hmm. I think it's just a dopey picture.
She's a pretty girl. I'd like to have seen her more scrubbed up. More Kate Winslet.
I see. Now, Jordan.
Yep.
Brilliant, this. Model Jordan wants to adopt a child because she's too busy to have sex with hubby Peter Andre. The mum of two, 28, who's writing a book and acting, said, "You've got to have sex to make kids a try, but we're both so knackered." Jordan told New Magazine, blah, blah, they might adopt from the third world. She said, "I spoke to someone last night. They're going to look out for me the way Angelina Jolie gets them."
I might get a kid.
Why does she need another one?
I don't know. I mean, she's got two. They're young.
It's, you know, there's no reason why she can't have any more. She's got two. One of them needs a lot of help anyway.
I don't know, but I suppose if she's got a lot of money, if she's giving a life to a little baby, otherwise would be hungry, working in a mine, that sort of thing.
Working in a mine.
Is that what they're not doing in the third world? Oh no, it's Wales. There's a woman who's had a stroke.
Oh right.
She's a Geordie, and the brain trauma has given her a very rare condition.
Oh, I heard her on the radio.
You heard her? You can do an impression of her in a minute. She's called foreign accent syndrome, so she now speaks a little bit like a Jamaican. Could you do an impression of what she sounds like? This is how she sounded before. Why, aye, canny lad, I'm going down the grove.
She wasn't from Newcastle, was she?
Yeah.
Shit, she was. I didn't realise.
And how does she sound now?
Now she talks like that.
But yeah, it's extremely rare. It was first recorded in 1907, and only 50 people have known to have this foreign accent syndrome. So watch out. Don't do anything to your brain in case you start speaking in a funny accent.
But you know what I reckon it is?
What if you ended up speaking Liverpool-y?
Or Brummy. What I reckon it is, though, is that's her voice from her past life. Because you don't know what's in the brain. We only know about a very little bit. And why else would she start having a very strong Jamaican accent? Surely she just slur her words or something.
But what happens is it leads to lengthening of syllables, altered pitch, or mispronounced sounds, which makes it sound like similar to a foreign accent.
No, I reckon
that's science, Nina.
She was a Jamaican in a past life.
It's still hot today, isn't it?
Oh yeah, my hands, bloody hell.
There's a picture here of some animals. This is in the Daily Mail. Some animals flagrantly flaunting the hosepipe ban. There's an elephant there being hosed. There's some pigs. They've got their sprinkler on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tiny hedgehog. He's lapping some water from a little hose. But mm-hmm. still, against the rules. And then there's a cow getting sprayed in what looks a slightly erotic way. There's something about it. The angle of its head, it's got its eyes closed, it's got spray going on it. There's something, I'm not saying I fancy the cow, but I'm saying the pose.
I don't know what you're saying, to be honest.
The pose is like, it's a bit, page three. Here's a picture of the shark that we talked about yesterday. He only eats plankton, so he's fine. He's the second largest breed of shark in the world.
If it's fine, why is nobody near him?
Well, they're quite near him. They're not far off.
Why aren't they petting him?
Well, he's probably in the deep bit. They said he's quite, because he's big.
Yeah.
He's 36 feet long or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he could cause you some damage if he suddenly turned round. Oh, he's only 25 foot long, but he's quite heavy.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite, you know, you wouldn't go mucking around, petting round an elephant if it could easily just whip round and run off. I mean, if you didn't have any donuts to feed it, you wouldn't do that. It's so hot that yesterday, in a rare move, barristers in Court 3 of the Royal Courts of Justice were given permission to take their wigs off. That's how already bloody hot it is. God. Some more advice, if it is hot,
mm-hmm.
some more advice being issued by the government and the newspapers. If it's hot, don't wear a jumper. Pop your jumper off, put a vest or a t-shirt on. And for your tea, if you're thinking about pudding,
mm-hmm.
don't have hot apple pie with hot custard. Have some ice cream or a sorbet. Some more advice there.
Well, I'll be doing that.
Okay.
Now, John Corn.
What does he say?
Oh, I just hate him. He's got a whole page of his opinions.
I've got Little John in my paper. He's similar, a page of his opinions.
Do you remember 62-year-old self-centred Patricia Rushbrook?
Oh, is she the one who got pregnant?
Yeah.
When she was ancient. What does he say
and
about
then he
that?
Said she sold the rights to her sad story to a downmarket tabloid for a six-figure sum. He's writing for The Sun.
Hmm.
What could it be?
It's an upmarket tabloid, though, isn't it, The Sun?
Well, it's a downmarket tabloid.
Star. Or the
Sport. But the Star and Sport don't have any news at all. They just
they wouldn't pay money for somebody.
No.
To...
So who could it be?
Probably The Mirror.
Mirror?
She's on a level with The Sun, I'd say. Perhaps slightly better. I don't know.
His email address is gaunty@the-sun.co.uk. Maybe it's worth just dropping him a line saying, you cunt.
Richard Littlejohn's is richard.littlejohn@dailymail.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really said... I mean, I don't want to say I agree with him.
Sometimes he makes some very
silly... But he's talking about he's embarrassed by the football.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up with quite a fair point going, well, you know, it's only a game, which is what I feel about it. You don't say that to men. When they've just watched a football match and the team have lost. Don't say it's only a game. They won't take your point. But, you know, it was on the same day we got knocked out of the World Cup on the same day. It was the Battle of the Somme anniversary. And you think, well, how many people died there? How many people died playing football? Oh, none. You know, what's most important? Get your priorities right.
Was there not a football team, though, that died in a plane crash once? Or was that in a film?
No, that was Matt Busby's Manchester United team. Yeah, but they didn't die in a war, did they? It was
when
a plane crash. It was, in the 60s, I think.
Well, I suppose
and that's where everyone started.
Planes were happening and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it was reasonably recent.
Yeah.
Might have been the 50s, don't know. But they weren't at war, they weren't fighting, they were still just footballers going to a match. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not sad, but... the Munich air disaster, it was in Munich. But he said, yep, we were rubbish. The wives and girlfriends are a gormless bunch of slappers. They're a bunch of Nancy boys. This is quite a good bit. The players slumped to the floor, tears streaming down their cheeks, inconsolable. Only Gary Neville, the bloody-minded barrackroom lawyer, rose manfully across the metrosexual orgy of grief and strode the pitch, shaking hands with victorious Portuguese.
I did notice that, actually, and I thought that was quite well done.
Hmm. Yeah, generous. And then Roy Hastie got his own little column. He's mainly about cricket. Going back, life's not what it used to be, isn't it? Ain't cricket brilliant? That's the gist of that.
Oh, just everything about John Gordon is horrific. So email him. Tell him. tell him to tune into Newspox.
Yeah, we got some opinions.
Some prisoners are going mad and having a rooftop demonstration because their food was being cooked by nonces, and they're saying, no, we won't eat it.
They might have spunked it.
But I reckon they're probably quite nice cooks.
Oh yeah, they probably take a bit of care over it.
Yeah, they probably groom the animals before they kill them.
Talking of nonces, schoolgirls' websites make them prey for paedophiles. This is actually a story about MySpace and something called Bebo, which is like MySpace but different, saying that teenage girls go on it, and they put pictures of themselves on it, and they don't realise that they're being sexually provocative. And you look at MySpace and you think, yeah, these girls do know. The Daily Mail found pictures of one 16-year-old in a swimsuit and on her bed, and enough details for her address and phone number to be discovered within minutes. Well, as people do mostly use their own names as their MySpace site thing.
It's not a shock, and yeah, I think the girls do know exactly what they're doing.
Of course they do. They spend the whole of their days taking pictures of themselves to put on MySpace, I think. Not revising for their GCSEs. Anyway, I think, to be honest, I think the Daily Mail are blaming the internet when they should actually be blaming the girls for being slags.
Joey Chestnut set a world record by eating 47 toasted cheese sarnies in 10 minutes.
Bloody hell.
That's a lot.
Ooh, I reckon he must have had quite a bad stomachache after that.
47.
Melted cheese and bread. Not easy to digest.
I wonder if that's like a double whammy, like a two slices of bread.
Oh, I would have thought so, yeah.
Or if they've, I don't know, I'd like to know what the ruling was on that. I reckon I could eat about 5.
Really?
Yeah, and that I'd be stuffed. But actually, I really want 5. One now.
Yeah, I'm quite hungry. Actually, where can we get toasties from?
I don't know.
It's too hot for a toastie. Hedgehog population has halved in 6 years.
Aww.
It's because they're all drinking out of hose pipes and then getting stamped on by Thames water. Not really. It's because of road death and attacks by badgers and new farming practices. Didn't realise that the hedgehog got attacked by badgers.
Mrs. Tiddywinkle?
Yeah, she gets attacked by Brock the badger.
Well, if I see that happening, I'll give her a good scene too.
Righty.
There's a new super drug that kills all disease.
But why aren't we all on it then?
It's called the DZ13. So that's good news. Well done.
Jonathan Ross and his family went out. A picture of them to the Pirates of Penzance Caribbean premiere.
Oh, is that his eldest daughter?
Yeah, she's 14. What she's done is she's inherited her mother's hair, which is uncannily red. But she looks cool. I like it. Little son, it's so sweet.
It's nice that she's trying to look like her mum.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool. I think they look lovely. As I've said before, we like them.
We like them, we do. Patsy Kensit's going out with a young...
Patsy Kensit said yesterday she couldn't get a man to go out with her because she had nowhere to go.
Well,
what?
A lot happens in the news in 24 hours. She's going out with beat boxer Killer Keller, a lot younger than her.
Oh, I saw a picture of him on the back of a taxi today. And went, who the bloody hell is that?
He looks perfectly reasonable. I don't know why she wants to hide him in a...
He's only got one leg or something.
There was a school where at the end of term they had a tug of war between two teams of girls.
Uh-huh.
One of the girls died.
Oh dear.
Not very good. If a man could be a woman for a day,
yeah.
One in five of them would choose to wear high heels and a floaty dress with a plunging neckline.
Only one in five?
Yeah.
What would the others want to wear?
Probably Ask.
Teddy,
yeah. They'd probably just...
To be honest, if you were the opposite sex for a day...
Yeah, I'd just spend the whole day wanking.
Yeah, you wouldn't go out, would you? You might pop out.
I'd go out.
But you'd spend a lot of time playing with yourself.
You would. You'd play with yourself.
It'd be worth going out so you can have a piss in the street.
I'd probably put my finger up me, Jaxie, see what that was like.
Oh, right.
See what it was like to be a gay man.
Or you could try both, if you know.
Yeah, I'd go cottaging, actually. I'd go to a glory hole. I'd do a lot. I wouldn't wear a... I suppose
what
girls
would you
wear girls wear trousers anyway, don't they? So
yeah, so you want to try getting a bit of air up there, see what that's like.
I might maybe wear a kilt. Some speedos.
Talking of speedos, David Williams has set off at it's today that he's swimming the channel. He set up R5 this morning. So now he's getting on. It's 21 miles.
Well, good luck to him. Whatever.
Have you finished? I've run out of news for you.
There was a couple of other things. There was, well, the stars I'm quite interested in. Mine
horoscopes.
Says, love can be found where your favourite food is sold. So I'm going to go over to the Chinese store over the road, get myself some sweet and sour chicken and rice.
So you can get yourself a bit of sweet and sour.
Yeah, now, the people that work there, I don't find attractive. But maybe there's going to be somebody else in the queue. Maybe I'll drop some money, he'll pick it up, something like that. So watch out for that happening.
Okay, what's my stars, eh?
What are you?
Aquarius.
Yours is...
Although, according to MySpace, we're both Scorpio, so I might go and have a curry.
This says, single, new love says hello in a newsagent.
We've already got the papers for today.
Well, maybe you could go and get a couple of packets of crisps or something.
Okay.
We'll report back tomorrow.
Yes, we'll report back tomorrow.
We found love.
Thank you for listening. We'll have more news coming at you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.